So, what did he want you to understand? I've been crucified. That means whatever I used to be, I shouldn't allow it to rise up through my flesh, because that's the only way it can have access to me and speak. Satan uses my flesh. My spirit has been born again. My spirit has the life of God in me. My spirit not looking for sin to practice. My spirit not looking for that. But my flesh, the devil, is always, that's why he kept on pushing that ice cream off on me. Are you getting it? But when I build my spirit up, when I build my spirit up, feed it and grow it up, I rise up and become, I take charge. And when he comes, I say, no. But if I don't know, I just, that sounds good. Tastes good. I believe I'll try some. But when we realize that we, and that's why he said in, what is it, 1 Peter 2:1, 2:2, as newborn babes, right? As what? As newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word. Why? That you may grow thereby. If you were already there, you wouldn't have to grow. Come on. And this is, and see, if you starve a half feeder baby, you will do what? What will happen to the baby? You will stun him. It'll be undeveloped. If you don't teach them how to talk, they won't talk like that. I mean, that, you expect it, but a 5-year-old kid, 10-year-old kid, they got no business talking about Let me say this: same thing with praying in tongues. You've been praying in tongues. You don't need to be You're mature in your prayer language. Come on now. You don't go on Because when you pray in the Spirit is going to help you to mature if you yield to it. But if you just go along, it's easy to go along It's easy to do that. But it's going to call for some effort to change it up and speak some other words you hadn't spoken in tongues. Come on now. Am I helping anybody tonight? What do he want you to do? He wants you to become spiritually developed, spiritually mature in your language, speaking. I mean, why? Let me ask you, you college folks, you educated people. Why did you go to school? Why didn't you stop at 5th grade? Why didn't you stop at 11th grade? Why did you go to college? Why did, you know, people go to college and they get what? What's the first thing you get? A bachelor's degree? Pretty much. Associate, bachelor, then what? Master, and then, why are you going on talking about master? Is there a doctorate? PhD? Why are you doing that? You're doing what? Developing your mentality. Your intellect. You're developing it. You are a person with a PhD don't talk like a person with a high school education. They use different words. Come on now, y'all might know that. What happened? Why do they use that word and you sitting there say, what did that mean? What happened? Come on. They developed themselves in that area. And what I'm trying to tell you, God's, that's what he wants you to do, is grow. You can become spiritually mature and strong and just don't get somewhere and get stuck. Why? Because you've been crucified to that limitation. It's gone. The limit is off. Now there's no limit in what you can do in Christ. But we limit ourselves because we look at other people. We look at other people. We begin to compare ourselves among ourselves. Well, so-and-so ain't done. No. And then if you run into a place where you have some handicap, see, the devil will pounce on you. You got to make up your mind. I ain't going to be stuck here. Boy, it's so quiet in this place tonight. We was crucified so we could be like Christ because we are his body. We are his body, and we need to start throwing off stuff. Getting rid of, I've been freed from that. I refuse to be broke. I refuse to think negative. I refuse to just keep doing the same old thing over and over again. Now, when you go from a bachelor degree to a master degree, does it require any kind of study to get from that from the bachelor to the master? Does it require any kind of study? Will you have to study to do you? Well, what you make you think you, if you're gonna learn a spiritual thing, you ain't gonna study? And the scripture tells us how to do a study, meditate, confess. Come on. What happened? You won't be dependent on somebody else doing your praying. Somebody else doing your believing. Somebody else has to counsel you and talk to you. You got a counselor in you. So what if you came up in a broken home? So what? Now you're hearing the word, forget all that stuff and apply yourself and then stop making excuses. You know I'm talking to me too, don't you? Because at one time I was the world worst. So, Mark 16:17. Let's go a little further. It's okay, we go just a little bit further. Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. But these signs shall follow them that believe. What is the Lord doing? He's educating you. He's enlightening you. He's teaching you. He's letting you know what should be following you. What you are capable of doing. Because there's an enemy right now sitting up in this congregation. I bind him in Jesus' name because you're going to get it tonight. Sitting up here trying to hinder you from even getting what I'm saying tonight. I bind you, Satan. You're not going to hinder the people any longer. You're not going to make them feel insufficient, unqualified, and I can't help it. No, get rid of all of that stuff. Jesus have taken care of all that I can't help it stuff. So it says what? And these signs shall do what? Follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. What sign? In my name they shall do what? He didn't say you have a high education. He said anybody believe can cast out devils. You need to sell that. Well, pastor, I need the pastor to cast the devil out. No, you cast him out.